This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by DVC Resale Market. DVC Resale Market has become the leader in the DVC resale industry. They have sold over $400 million in DVC Vacation Club and have over 100 years of combined direct DVC experience. If you're looking to buy or sell, DVC Resale Market wants to put their knowledge and world-class service to work for you. Contact our friend Nick Cotton over at DVC Resale Market at www.dvcresalemarket.com.
My name's Bob, and I'm glad you guys are here tonight! Before we can get all wound up, I want to give a big shout out to Jimmy Hoare in front. And all those folks listening in tonight on the Disney Nerd Podcast.
Splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 244 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. We are back from our trip to Walt Disney World. And this week, I'm going to be bringing you some sounds from the parks. Now, before I get to that, I just wanted to touch base on a couple things. First of all, Toy Story Land was that great. We did have a really good time, and once Sam gets back and we get together, show number 245, you're going to hear all about it. You're going to hear all the details from our trips, some of the good things, some of the bad things, and as always, it was really fun. Hope and I were able to do a bunch of the things we talked about before we left, and some extra things, and some things did get skipped. But that's just the way every trip goes. We were able to hang out with Sam and his family for a couple different activities, and that was very, very fun. And the best part was Leslie got to come back to us for the park for the last couple of days. So we had a great time, the three of us. So tonight what we're going to do is we're going to listen to some sounds from the parks, and I'm actually going to use these three different attractions kind of as an example, of touring in the summertime. Now, when we went down, it was the end of June, beginning of July, so right in the middle of the summer season, 4th of July week, no less. It was very crowded. When we went to the Magic Kingdom, even though the rides that are the most popular, Space Mountain, Splash Mountain, Big Thunder Mountain, Seven Dwarfs Mountain, had those wait times an hour or above, there were a number of rides, a number of attractions in the Magic Kingdom that let you still have a really fun touring day. So the first two attractions we're going to listen to are going to be Monsters Incorporated Laugh Floor and Country Bear Jamboree. Both of these attractions, neither of them you're going to wait more than 20 minutes, even in the summertime. Monsters Incorporated, they have the rotating theater that fits a lot of people, so you're going to keep on moving in line. And Country Bear as well, it just isn't as busy as it used to be. However, the attractions themselves are great. What makes Monsters Incorporated so good is the randomness factor. The entire show is based on who they have in the audience, so you never know the jokes you're going to get out of that. And Country Bears, well, Country Bears is always good to go to every so often just to kind of remember what one of those attractions are like. I count the Tiki Birds as part of this, Small World as part of this, things where they are the attractions that are known as Walt Disney World attractions or Disney Park attractions, but they aren't the top level. They're not the ones people are running to right away. Well, there's a reason why they still are in the park, and I kind of think as you listen tonight, you're going to understand that too. Another kind of point about listening to attractions from the park via podcast is that, yeah, of course you're not going to get the visuals, but I want to argue that when you're on the attraction yourself, you're missing a lot of those audio cues that you're getting. You're really kind of overwhelmed on some of these attractions. And our third one is the Pandora Flight of Passage. that attraction we're going to listen to tonight, and you're going to hear how that kind of comes into play, meaning you're going to hear the attraction, and there's going to be some of these noises and sounds that you really don't remember, or at least myself, don't remember hearing when I'm on the attraction. I am so overwhelmed visually that I think you lose a lot of those audio cues. Now, saying that, you should, after you listen to the show, go watch a YouTube video of Pandora. I'm not even sure if there's any good ones out there. I haven't taken a look, but I will after we're done tonight. And I'll put a link in the notes because it is incredibly visual. And you can hear me at the end of it. You'll hear me like saying, no, no. We say that every time now. Once the lights start blinking and the attraction is ending and the ride's ending, you just are kind of like heartbroken. It's like, oh, it's going to end after the wait, after getting onto it and how beautiful it was. Well, you'll hear it yourselves. So I tell you what, the first one we're going to do is Monsters Incorporated Laugh Floor. And again, this one is a really, really classic. How could I even say that? It's not a classic because it's not more than like 20 years old. However, it's become one of our we must do. You never know when you're going to become part of this show or even become that guy, which I think actually as far as our podcast co-hosts go, we're kind of filling the bill. Each one of us, I think, have taken a turn. But you never know. Your daughter could be Boo or somebody could be Randall in the group. And the jokes themselves kind of do change, like I said, based on the crowd. So it is a different thing. Plus, it's kind of nice to sit down and relax as you're trying to get through a really, really crowded Magic Kingdom. So here we go. Let's take a listen to Monsters Incorporated Laugh Floor.
Wazowski, you guys are smart. Is anyone out there named Mike? Raise your hand if your name Mike. Okay, let's see. One of those work series named Mike, and there's a kid named Mike, and that completes the mic check. Two gigawatts and a lot of groaning. This is a very good crowd, and don't fight it! The proper response is to throw up your arms and scream like this. Ah! Now you try. Hello, humans! Ah! Okay, everybody. Say, Ross, start the show.
Ross, start the show.
You're welcome, sir. See, now we're at the Alaska. So the only one here who might make you scream would be Roz. We like to call Roz the face that punched a thousand lunches. Hey, why did the chicken cross the road? To get away from Roz!
She's up on the screen, isn't she?
Wazowski, you better fill the can this time, or else.
Or else what?
Or else this.
You! Are you ready for our first act? Mac and cheese!
Oh, humans! Oh, everyone, this is my brother Jeeves.
That's right, my brother Mac over here. We're both here today to tell you all the famous story that happened right here at Monsters Inc., featuring all of you as the star.
Okay. he does match the furniture very nicely, doesn't he?
He does.
I like the
I do too. It's kind of fun.
But it's not a story again.
Okay.
Or it's floating head.
Okay.
Story of two monsters. The first, a big hairy scarab named Sully.
Well, we're never going to be able to find a big hairy
scarab.
Problem.
And let's not forget his best friend in the world, Mike Wazowski.
He's a little bit hairier than I was hoping for, and he's got too many. It's Wazowski with one eye.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yes. There you go.
They both lived in Monstropolis, which was facing a power crisis.
Everyone say, oh no.
Oh no.
Oh, no worries, because it was Sully's job to collect screams for power by making scary faces.
There's a couple of other children too. Scream!
This is the next part of Monstropolis.
Everyone say, yippee!
Then one day, a little girl entered the monster world through an open closet door.
And her name was...
Boo.
Why are they all booing me?
No, her name was Boo.
Oh, God.
She liked to play peekaboo. Hi, can you play peekaboo? Peekaboo, 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 peekaboo.
She's adorable. She is. She's on her own frequency there. I love it.
Very cute. Not so cute. Not so adorable. Oh, there's an evil scarab by the name of Randall.
Yes, hey, Randall was invisible.
Invisible.
Yeah, he was invisible.
He's not invisible. Blow your mouth.
He's good.
That was really good.
But he's not good. He's terrible. He kept your boo. That is why I get Sully into the human world.
Right.
And this sent Sully into a tizzy. Freak out!
You had a state of emotional excitement.
That was it.
That was it.
Oh, no.
Okay, yeah, hurry.
But now, oh, yeah, right. So, did you hear about the possible back and balls, which are going to back up and see so this right to the door, but we
try to compress everyone with my mind reading app. So I need to find a mind to read. I believe I have found a mind to read over on this side, like way over by the doors, of course. And there is a man, and he is thinking, please don't pick me. Please don't pick me. Yeah. Hi, what is your name, please?
Bob.
Correct. So Bob, it's Bob, right?
Right.
Two for two, Bob. I want you to think of a number between 1 and 23. You are thinking of a number, yes?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna plug in this number from the brains of Bob. First, Bob, I need you to think of a number very hard, be like orange juice and concentrate, okay? Now, can you put your fingers next to your head like little antennas, please? Right next to your head, it's very safe. It's, yeah, whatever. And then who's that next to Bob, having fun at his expense? Can you make a lot of tennis on your head? The guy next to Bob that's chewing a lot of gum out there. And then there's like, okay, you're in the shot. Can you put your fingers up there like little antennas? Everybody that's in the shot, go ahead and put your fingers up there like little antennas. And to, hey, it's that guy. Can you put your fingers up there like little antennas? Yeah, everybody who's in the shot, go ahead and put your fingers up there like little antennas. And then can you guys all rock your head side to side and make it this noisy? Yo lady, yo lady, yo lady. That was really pretty, Bob, and everybody did help Bob, including the family that had the really bad laundry mishap. Okay, and then your number, you can put your antennas down unless you like that look for you, and your number is 22. That wasn't your number, was it, Bob?
No, it wasn't.
That was awkward. What was your number, Bob?
21.
Oh, who was thinking of the number 22? Okay, Bob, let's try again.
Oh, God.
Yes, we will. Right, guys?
Yeah. Again. But remember, I'm watching. Always watching.
I'm watching. Always watching. I'm Roz, and I've got a hold on my
head. I can still hear you.
Ladies and gentlemen, performing the jokes you just set in, my nephew, Marty Wazowski.
Hello, all you humans here. I am Marty Wazowski, and you know when I grow up, I want to go to Monsters University! I want to be a comedian when I grow up, like my Uncle Mikey, and I figured a good start would be to tell the jokes you humans sent in. You guys want to hear it? Want to hear it scream? Now, you know, whenever Uncle Mikey went to MU, he learned if you have the right partner, you could do anything. I need a comedy partner. Who wants to be my comedy partner? Put your hand high in here. Okay, there's a kid. I put her hand up in here like a light blue. I think we're jumping up and down. It's like, hey, it's me. Hi, I'm Marty. What's your name?
Fabienne.
Nice to meet you. Is it Fabienne?
Yes.
Yeah, Fabienne. Help me out with some jokes. I got a joke sent in from Andrew in Texas. Andrew wants to know, what do you call a magic owl? You know what you call that?
No.
Woo, Deanie. Hello, Fabienne. This is Zedan from Skyler in Virginia. Skyler wants to know what's black and white and red all over. You know what that is?
I don't know.
It's a zebra with diaper rash. Disturbing. I got another one too. It's a knock knock joke. This is something from Bella and Tommy. They're from Florida. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Taco.
Taco who?
Talk a little louder. I can't hear you. Kelsey from Massachusetts wants to know, why should you never play card games in the jungle? Do you know why?
No.
Because there's too many cheetahs. And Frank is from Florida. Frank wants to know, how do you make the tissue dance? Do you know how?
Yes, I do know.
Well, how do you do it, Emily?
Put a little buggy in it.
And I think we all know who likes the buggy. That's really great. Maybe you can steal something from the dancing guy over there. Hey, I'll tell you what I want to be when I grow up. I want to be like the guy who gets all the laughs. That guy! Oh, it's she's going to be a dancer. She's really funny, too. Thanks for the great jokes, folks.
They have, like, emotion content on them.
Wasn't great.
So now, the wait for Monsters Incorporated was only 20 minutes the entire trip we were there, whenever we looked at the app. So it must be, just the way it rotates through the theater, a 20-minute wait. And it was about that. We went on twice this trip, and both times we were just basically walking through the line to get to the loading room. The one time we got into the loading room, it was packed to the back, and yet we still found a seat. So it wasn't that bad. The next attraction we're going to listen to is the Country Bear Jamboree. Now, we listened to it, or we stopped by kind of in the evening, around 7 o'clock, and there was about 8 of us in the theater. So, really fun. Hard to believe it was summertime, but I guess there's just so much else going on in the Magic Kingdom that people kind of forget the Country Bear Jamboree is there. Now, the show itself is really fun. If you haven't seen it in 3 or 4 years, you should try to stop next time you're down in the parks. They have redressed all the bears and given them new faces, kind of. And when I say new faces, we're talking like, what's it a good example? Oh, okay, the piano player. First bear that comes up onto the stage, he's got a soul patch now. And his hair is kind of like blonde as opposed to the normal what it used to be or whatever. And all the bears have brighter clothes and everything looks kind of cool. Show itself is the same, still pretty fun. And I do want to point out, though, you're going to eventually start hearing this clicking going on behind the singing. It took us a minute or two to figure that out also. It was the three heads on the walls, eyes blinking. So you've got, as you all know, you've got the three heads in the wall, the buffalo, the deer, and the moose. And they talk in the beginning. And as they're watching the show, which they actively do as the show is going on, their eyes are blinking. And it actually is very loud when there's not a lot of people in the theater. So you might hear that. That's what it is. So without further ado, let's listen in on the Country Bear Jamboree.
We're going on the original Country Bear Jamboree. In just a few moments, we'll be letting you into the theater. You're going to be able to see our friends perform in there. But before we do, just a few things. Please stay behind that yellow line until the doors have fully opened. You guys are a little bit too close. Other than that, the first two rows are reserved for our guests with wheelchairs and their parties, and that's it. So we hope you enjoy the show. It's going to be starting real soon. Sorry if this wasn't very cool. There we go. Come on in, everybody!
So folks, my name is Bruce Huffman, the Master of Ceremonies for you folks for just a few moments. A couple quick friendly reminders and we'll get the show started. First and foremost, we ask that there be no flash photography or video recording of any kind, as the bears, they get bashful. It's true. Also, it's been said many, and many is representing every hour that you've been here today probably. Parents, please supervise your children and kids. We need you to watch your parents and your grandparents. She's like, okay, I got it. Last but not least, for the safety and courtesy of everyone in the theater, we ask that there be no smoking in the theater. As Smokey Bear, he's just not part of the show. So are you folks ready?
Yeah!
You moved, I like it.
All right, folks, so we got about 30 seconds till the show starts. In that 30 seconds, I will be telling a bad bear joke or two. If you can do me a favor, just grin and...
bear it.
Very good, I taught you well. All right, folks, so what do you call a bear with no teeth?
A bear.
Very good. What is the polar bear's favorite sandwich? It's an ice burger. Yeah, he didn't know that one. Okay, so last but not least, folks, enjoy the bear conditioning and the show. Buff is gonna take it away in a moment. Right now, you can put your paws together, though.
Buff looks like he's having issues.
There we go!
Get on with the show.
Now, Buff, be patient.
Yeah, we ain't going anywhere anyhow. We're kind of hung up here.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer. Howdy, folks. Welcome to the one and only original Country Bear Jamboree, featuring a bit of Americana, our musical heritage of the past. And right now, I give you a sorted assortment of executioners of music and song, the Five Bear Runs. Hit it, boys! Good old key of G. Zink and Zink, Ted and Friend, Bar named Tennessee. Zink's twanging on banjo and a tapping wheel street. A banging on the dishpan with a real old country beat. Zink is all on the fiddle with a crooked hickory bow. When the spirit moves that groove, he can make that fiddle go. That bear can blow. He also plays the washboard with a halo. And Nick Fred's playing mouth harp. He plays it kind of sad. He never took a lesson. He just picked it up from Dad. And little old Tennessee Bear is a featured on the fight. Sounds just like a guitar, but it's only got one string. And stomp your feet and try to keep right with it. One short thing the bear has got is real old country rhythm.
Right.
top-class stuff on this show. And now, here's a special treat out of Tampa. Our own Trixie.
Tears will be the chaser for your wine. After you leave this love of mine, bright lights and taverns, that's where you'll spend your time. And tears will be the chaser.
How long is forever? How soon is now or never? How long will these heartaches linger on? And how long will my baby gone?
Now here they come, those little sunbonnets from the Sunshine State, Bunny, Bubbles, and Beulah.
Marching along, making up yarns and singing a song.
It's perfect there.
Hey,
right
what the? Road. Hey, wait a minute. Hold the phone down there. You can't just turn now.
Henry, we need help.
Right, Sammy.
Hey, gang, hit it.
Hi, old man, tell me what do you see? Air tracks, swimming back to me. Better get your apple cart before it's too late. The bear's gonna limp in and tread through the gate. He's
big around the middle, and he's crawling across the run. Running 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet of jump. They've never been caught, and they've never been treed. Some folks say he's a lot like me.
Well, as you can see, we're just one big happy family. Well, folks, this concludes our show. So thanks for bearing with us to the bear end. What do you say, Sammy?
I say, y'all come back. You hear?
All right, folks, we've got all your bear necessities and exit to the right.
We hope that you'll be coming back again. That you drop in to see us now, then.
We've done our very best, please, with just the bare necessities. We hope that you
always like to turn around and look to see.
And as you could hear at the end of that, one of our traditions of making sure we turn around and we didn't leave anything. We do travel kind of heavy in the parks. Okay, so the next clip is an example of an attraction that you just can't do spur of the moment, unfortunately. The Flight of Passage over in Pandora has been incredible as far as standby wait times since the very day it opened. One of the things we're going to talk about next week is how Toy Story Land opened, and for the first 3 or 4 days, the wait times over there for the Spring Dog roller coaster and for the Alien Spinners was pretty high up there. But as the week kind of went on, Flight of Passage definitely took over. Back to its standard 120, 160, 190-minute waits. When we did Pandora, we did it 3 times this trip. We did 2 rope drops and we did 1 fast pass. And each time was pretty cool, and the wait times were actually pretty comparable. And we'll talk about that as far as the waits went next week. But what you don't have to wait for is listening to this audio. Now, I had the recorder on through the entire time, and with this trip, it got a little rough as the ride started. Now, of course, the ride visually, and I mentioned this earlier, you're not going to see anything as more visually stunning as this attraction, which adds to it. But I think that also takes away from hearing everything going on. Perfect example is toward the middle of the ride, as it gets a little silent, you're inside the cave and your banshee is healing from getting attacked by the big orange one. And you can just hear so much going on in that one scene. It's just pretty cool. If you've never been on the ride, well, I apologize a little bit. It sounds great and it looks better. So again, I mentioned earlier, I'll throw a link into the show notes of a good video out there. I'm sure if nobody else does, Disney does. So we'll definitely be able to see this. Now also, because I've riding this ride probably now 10 different times, maybe some more, I've never actually looked behind and see how everything's operating. I've really just been so amazed at how great it looks that I never really thought about how it works. And this was the first time we did turn around and look at it. And everything is moving behind you. The entire floor is split, and it's going up and down as you turn and fly. It's just amazing, and we're definitely going to talk about that down the road too. So, apologize for some ruffling in the middle. However, I think the audio did come off pretty well. So, without further waiting, let's listen to the Flight of Passage in Pandora down at Walt Disney World. Sivako. Upper deck.
Oh, you know what? We've never been on this.
I know. Maybe it's a better ride.
Prepare pressure doors.
Systems ready.
Once you've found your number, please make sure everybody can see the screen. Okay, sealed genetic matching room. Okay, Dr. Stevens, they're ready.
Can everyone see me?
Yep.
Great. Welcome to the Avatar program. Soon, you're going to have a chance to undertake an amazing Na'vi rite of passage, flying on the back of this powerful animal called an Ikran, or as we call it, a banshee. The way you're gonna do this is by being matched to something called an avatar. And I'm here to help you guys get ready. But first, we have to scan you for Pandoran microparasites. All right, everyone, stay on your number and move your arms a bit. Okay, start scan. You've all got them. But don't worry, they're very common around these parts. Let's start the decon.
Initiating GMR decon.
Stay still over your number, you're not gonna feel a thing.
Yeah. Felt that.
You're doing great. Almost done here.
They're all clear.
Great.
Got one.
Now let's go over how all this works. Like I said before, you're going to be matched to these things called avatars, which look a lot like the Na'vi. They're created by blending human DNA and Na'vi DNA. Once we match you to an avatar, thanks to a special link chair, your mind will be able to control that avatar. Using avatars to fly this way was all figured out by my boss, Dr. Jackie Ogden. She leads her science team, which is part of the Pandora Conservation Initiative. And we're here in the Valley of Moara studying banshees and their environment. Over a generation ago, this enormous company called the RDA created a lot of damage to the area through their bad mining practices and conflicts with the Na'vi. Just like on Earth, it can take decades for ecosystems to recover. One way to understand what's going on with an ecosystem is to study what are called keystone species. These are animals like tigers, jaguars, seals. The banshee is one of these important animals. Dr. Ogden is the foremost expert on studying the Ikron and has spent years researching them. Unfortunately, banshees live high in rookeries and humans can't get anywhere near them without becoming their lunch. But the Na'vi and avatars can. In fact, the Na'vi have been riding on the backs of banshees since their earliest history. Thanks to science, avatars can ride on banshees too. That's why you're linking to an avatar. It was Dr. Ogden who restarted the Avatar program. It's because of her that you're able to go through this rite of passage today. Pandora is a breathtaking natural world. I cannot wait for you guys to see it for yourselves. So, let's get ready for our next... Huh? I'll be right back. Put the standby system on, quickly.
Standby. We're looking into delays with the genetic matching system. Starting system-wide diagnostics. Help us out and move around a little. Starting recalibration tests. Move around a little.
Okay, to get you flying on a banshee, we need to find each of you an avatar. Let's prep the genetic sampling.
I'm on it.
Okay, first we need to find the compatible match of your genetic material with the genetic material of one of the avatar bodies that we already have. Once we do that, you'll be able to link to that avatar and fly. Help us out and move around a bit. Almost. Yes, got him. Now, let's find you your avatar matches. When the door opens, please go inside, all the way in, and stand over the same number that you're standing over now. And I'll see you in there.
Find the number you were in the last room once again.
Thank
and not the device again.
Great, you've all made it. It's important that you can all see me, so move a little if you can't. Before we send you to the link chamber, let's watch this piece by Dr. Ogden, who runs the program.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Jackie Ogden from the Pandora Conservation Initiative. You're about to experience a ceremony that's very special to the Na'vi, flying on the back of an Ikran, or as we call it, a Banshee. To the Na'vi, connecting to an Ikran and flying on its back is an incredibly important rite of passage they call Ikni Maya. With permission from the Na'vi and in partnership with Alpha Centauri Expeditions, we can now bring this amazing experience to you. The way you'll be able to fly is by linking to an avatar that's already on the back of an Ikran. Let's see how this works.
We establish a link using powerful psionic amplification equipment. A human driver is connected to an avatar, which could be physically hundreds of kilometers away. When you follow our technician into the link chamber, you'll see a series of 16 link chairs. Please go to the number that matches the number you're standing on now. First, stow your gear in the storage containers on the back wall. This should include all bags, cameras, and other items, including cell phones. It's important to push them all the way into the bin. Then get onto the chair as you would a bike. Straddle the seat, step forward, and sit down. Slide your hips forward until you are against the chest pad, and then move your feet all the way forward. Wait until you're seated before you put on your flight visors. Hold onto the hand grips as shown. It's important to hold onto the hand grips at all times. After you're seated, back and leg restraints will be firmly engaged. For your safety, throughout this entire experience, always remain seated and supervise your children.
Once the link takes place, you'll be connected to your avatar and sitting on the back of an Ikran. It'll feel like you're really there. Moments later, you'll begin your flight. A Na'vi guide will lead you out. You'll experience the breathtaking beauty of Pandora, but you might also face some of its greatest challenges. Some of this flight might be intense, but trust your guide and be brave. As the Na'vi say during this important rite of passage, Sivak Hope, rise to the challenge. Good luck.
All right. You ready? Let's get you into the link chamber.
If you restrain high above the ground, the flow is going to move you for your highest or motion sickness. Please let me know. 1-3 is going to follow me. 9-16, follow 8. 1-3.
Attention drivers, stow your gear on the back wall and then get onto the link chair the way we showed you in the video. Then put on your flight visors. For your safety, throughout this entire experience, remain seated, lean forward, holding onto the hand grips, and supervise your children.
Para su seguridad, durante toda esta experiencia deberán permanecer sentados, inclinarse hacia adelante agarrando las barras, y supervisen a sus niños. Gracias.
Somebody was warm.
Lean all the way forward, make sure your feet is on the ground.
Restraints activated. please step off the link chair, gather your belongings, and exit the link chamber. Attention drivers, stow your gear on the back wall and then get onto the link chair the way we showed you.
So that's it for show number 244, guys. Thanks for listening. Jimmy, tell everybody how to get in touch with the show.
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. Instagram @TheDisneyNerdsPodcast and Twitter @TheDisneyNerds. Make sure to check out the website www.TheDisneyNerdsPodcast.com and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Thanks for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed those sounds from the park. Look forward to next week, show number 245. We'll be discussing the trip reports, Sam and myself, and maybe even Morgan. We'll talk to you later. Sivako!
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
There's an adventure in every cup waiting for you at Expedition Roasters. Expedition Roasters is the artisanal roaster of specialty Disney and pop culture themed coffees. So why not brew some magic at your home? Some of our coffees include Skipper's Brew, Ghoulish Delight, Enchanted Tiki Coconut, Redhead Rum, and many other unique roasts. Our coffees are certified gluten and allergen free and feature unique custom artwork by guest artists. So start your adventure today by visiting us online at expeditionroasters.com. And Disney Nerds podcast listeners, be sure to take advantage of this exclusive offer and save 20% on your first purchase with code DISNERD20. Brew your happy place. That's expeditionroasters.com.